in the previous letter, in letter Yud Aleph, the 11th letter, the Alter Rebbe spoke about relieving with a total faith that everything that happens to a person, even in health and wealth and children, all of it comes from above, it comes from God, and is therefore ultimate good. And the fact that it might appear to be bad and painful, to be a misfortune, that's only because we don't see the good. In fact, through this faith that it is good, we ultimately reveal the hidden goodness and turn it into a revealed goodness. In letter Yud Beis, in the 12th letter, which is today's Shir for the 8th day of Elul, and it's on page Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and the number at the bottom of the page is 450. In this letter, the Alter Rebbe continues and shows how through the giving of tzedakah, we reveal all that is concealed. We take away the restraints, the restrictions, the tzimtzum that conceals the godliness. And as a result, this kindness that God is doing for us also comes in a revealed state rather than in a concealed state. The Pasuk says in the Novi, in Yeshaya, that there will be the reward for the act of tzedakah, Maisa HaTzedakah, will be Shalom, will be that it will bring peace, V'Avedas HaTzedakah, and the reward for the Aveda of tzedakah is Hashketu Vetach, tranquility and security, Ad Olam, forever. So to understand what is the difference between Maisa HaTzedakah and Avedas HaTzedakah, what's the difference between the act and the service, and also what is the difference between Sholem LaHashkid VaVetach. The reward for the act of Tzedakah is peace. The reward for the Aveda of Tzedakah, for the service of tzedakah, is tranquility and security. What is the difference in peace and tranquility and security? So this will be understood. What the sages say in the Medrash on the verse Eise Sholim Bimremov, that God makes peace in His high places. So the Medrash says, Ki Michoel is Sar Shomayim, the angel Michoel is the angel of water, the Gavriel Sar Shel Eish, and Gavriel is the angel of fire, the Ein Mechabim Zeh Zeh, and yet they don't extinguish each other. And that's what it means, that God makes peace in heaven. Koimar Shem Michoel Shar Shel Chesed, Michoel is the angel of kindness, Hanikra B'Shem Mayim, that is also called water, Hayed in Amakim Gveil Amakim Namuch, because water flows from a higher place to the lower place, V'hu B'chinas HaShpov Es Pashtas HaChayus, and that is kindness because it represents the giving of life, Me'elim Eselyenim L'Tachtenim, that God provides life from the higher world to the lower world. And that is the attribute of kindness, B'chinas Eish, and then there's the angel of Gavriel, who is fire, Shetiv Olalis L'Mailo. The nature of fire is that it rises upwards, the opposite of water. He B'chinas HaGvuzo, that is the attribute of severity, V'histalkus HaShpoas HaChayim Mimato L'Mailo, it is the tendency of life to leave the lower level and rise to the higher level, like fire, shalela hashpia rag b'tzimtzum otzum v'rav, or to withhold giving of life, and to conceal it, and to restrain it, v'hein midas negdi ezohav chiyazu lezu, so that the attribute of kindness is exact opposite of severity. They seem to be incompatible, going in opposite directions. But hainu, kishahein b'b'chinas, Mideis levada. But this is only, they are contradictory and incompatible only when they are Mideis. When there's nothing but the Mida. And Mida means restricted measure. Each Mida, whether it's kindness or severity, each one of them has its specific space and tendencies and properties that can be in contradiction to the other Mida. Ah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eise Shalim Beinehem, but God makes peace between them. Dehainu Al Yidei Gilui Shemezgala Bahem, by revealing within them. Ha'or Rabba V'Hashpo Atzuma Me'ed, a great light and a great influence. Me'ed in Seif Baruch Hu Asher Kishmei Kein Hu, from God, who is infinite, as his name is infinite, Eid Ein Seif, the infinite Eid, so this infinite light is revealed into the middays, She'ein Eid B'chinas Midah Chas V'Shalom, but in an endless measure, without a Midah, without a limit, Ela L'may L'may L'ad Ein Ketz, but from a much higher place, a much higher light, Afilu mebichinas Chabad, higher even than the level of Chochma bin Adas, Mokir Hamides, which are the origin of the emotions of the Mides Chesed and Gvura. So that although if Chabad were revealed into the Mides, that too would bring a bittle to the Mides, that they would not contradict each other and they wouldn't destroy each other, but still it would not be the same bittle as when a higher light, higher even than Chabad, is revealed into the emotions. V'azai hamideis negdiis shomichol v'gavriel, and then when this higher light, higher even than Chabad, is revealed into the mideis, then the contradictory and opposing attributes of Michol and Gavriel, Nichlolis b'mekeidon v'sharshon, they become absorbed into their source and root, v'hoyu l'achodim mamash, and there they become literally one. Not only don't they destroy each other, not only don't they contradict each other, but they literally become one. U'b'teilim b'ediz b'reich, they become completely bottled and nullified in God's presence, Hameir lehem b'chinas gilui, which is revealed to them, which illuminates them, and brings them together. V'azai mismazgim u'mismaskin. Then they flow together, and they are sweetened, the severity. Hagvureis b'chasodim, then the severity is sweetened with kindness, Al yidei bechina mimutzas kav hamachria, through the intermediary, the fact that it harmonizes and tends towards chesed, which is umata klapi chesed imidas harachamim. What is this third attribute that is the intermediary that leans towards kindness? That is the mida of rachamim, compassion. Hanikra b'shem teferes b'divrei chachmei ha'emes, that is called in the language of the Kabbalists and the terminology of Kabbalah, this attribute of rachamim, of compassion, is called beauty. L'fi shehiklu l'mideis gavonim, because compassion is composed of two colors, levin v'edim, white and red, hamramzim l'chesed u'gvura, that represent the two attributes of kindness and severity. White is kindness and red is severity. So, in Kabbalah, the attribute of compassion, because it is a combination, a harmonious blend of kindness and severity, which are the colors white and red, where you have a blend of colors, you have beauty. And therefore, in Kabbalah, it is called Tiferes. The attribute of rachamim is called beauty. Since in the first two attributes of chesed and gvura, there is no beauty because they are stark. Because they are not a blend, and they are not a harmony, so chesed itself can't be called beauty, and gvura itself can't be called beauty, But when they flow together as a result of their bittul, when they become nullified and bottle, to where they become one in that they are existing for a common purpose. And that is to reveal godliness, then they become one and a combination and a blend of colors becoming one creates beauty. And that's why in the Kabbalah it's called Tiferes. Lochein stam shem avaya baruchu shebuchol ha-teizo meza al-midas ha-tiferes. And that's why wherever the name Hashem appears in Teizo, in general, it is an expression of Tiferes. It's an expression of compassion. Keu is chesed, elikim is gvura, and Hashem is compassion. K'meshikosu b'zeir ha-kodesh, as it says in the Zehar, the name Hashem is God's main name, and that is because in Tiferes, in compassion, here is where godliness is revealed the most. With a greater revelation than the other attributes of God. Because of this ability to blend chesed and gvura with each other, and this comes from a higher revelation, a revelation of that part of God's light that is not yet restricted to any particular quality, any particular attribute at all. In the presence of that kind of godliness, the individual attributes lose their individuality, they lose their separateness, and they flow together to fulfill God's will. So that compassion, rachamim, which is called beauty, is a blend of chesed and gvura, where chesed tends to give to everybody indiscriminately, and gvura, that's why it's called water, it flows downhill indiscriminately. Gvura, on the other hand, rises away from the lower to the higher, because it is judgmental. It approves of what is high, it disapproves of what is low, and so on. So it wouldn't give unless it is deserved. Compassion says that although one does not deserve, and although one ought not to give indiscriminately, so that it is not chesed, but on the other hand, it is also not gevura, because it says that although indiscriminate giving is not correct, and this person does not deserve, but out of compassion, he should be given anyway. So that there's a combination of chesed and gevura, but it tends towards chesed. In the Hayyim Yom for the 8th of Elul, the Rebbe writes that the Tzemach Tzedek listed three things by whose virtue he was successful at the rabbinical convention in Petersburg in the year 1843. One of these, the merits, was the merit of the 32,000 hours which the Tzemach Tzedek had labored over the Alter Rebbe's Maimorim in the course of 30 years from 1804 to 1834, where the Tzemach Tzedek had set aside a special period to study the Alter Rebbe's Maimorim, and in 1834 the work was begun in publishing those Maimorim.